Chapter 2. I do not give you orders, as though I were a person of importance, for I have not yet been made perfect in Jesus the Anointed One, even though I am a prisoner for his name. For at last, I am beginning to be his disciple, and I speak to you as fellow disciples with me. For I have need of being anointed by you, in faith, counsel, endurance, and long-suffering. Still, since love will not let me be silent in your regard, I am boldly begging you to be in harmony with the will of God. For even Jesus the Anointed One, the life that cannot be taken from us, is in the will of the Father. And the overseers appointed to the farthest boundaries of the earth are in the will with Jesus the Anointed One. Because of this, it is fitting for you to run together in accordance with the will of the overseer, as you also do. For your worthy elders, worthy of God, are like the strings of a lyre, in tune with the overseer. Because of this, Jesus the Anointed One is hymned in your concord and harmonious love. And remain joined in chorus, man by man, so that with one voice and one mind, taking the keynote of God, you may sing in unison with one voice through Jesus the Anointed One to the Father, so that he may hear you and perceive by your good works that all of you are members of his Son. Therefore, it is good for you to be in blameless unity, so that you may, at all times, also be partakers of God. For if I, in this brief space of time, have achieved such spiritual, and not merely human, communion with your overseer, all the more do I count you blessed, you who have become one with him, as the assembly is one with Jesus the Anointed One, and as Jesus the Anointed One is one with the Father, so that all things may be in unity. Let no man be deceived. If anyone is not within the altar, he is deprived of the bread. For if the prayer of one or two men possesses such force, how much greater is that of both the overseer and the whole assembly? Therefore, anyone who fails to assemble with the others has already manifested his pride and set himself apart. For it is written, God is opposing arrogant men. Therefore, let us be careful not to oppose the overseer, so that we may be subject to God. And if a man sees the overseer to be a man of few words, let him respect him all the more. For we ought to receive everyone whom the master of the house sends to be over his household, as though we would receive the one who sent him. Therefore, it is obvious that we ought to regard the overseer as we would the Lord himself. Therefore, I should indeed tell you that Onesimus himself is full of praise for your orderly religious behavior, because all of you are living according to truth, and because no heresy finds a home among you. Instead, you do not even listen to anyone unless his speech is of Jesus the Anointed One in truth.